Five on a Treasure Island by Enid Blyton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. A Great Surprise. Mother, have you heard about our summer holidays yet? Said Julian at the breakfast table. Can we go to Polzeath as usual? I'm afraid not, said his mother. They are quite full up this year. The three children at the breakfast table looked at one another in great disappointment. They did so love the house at Polzeath. The beach was so lovely there too, and the bathing was fine. Cheer up, said Daddy. I dare say we'll find somewhere else just as good for you. And anyway, Mother and I won't be able to go with you this year. Has Mother told you?
No, said Anne. Oh, Mother, is it true? Can't you really come with us on our holidays? You always do.
Well, this time Daddy wants me to go to Scotland with him, said Mother. All by ourselves. And as you are really getting big enough to look after yourselves now, we thought it would be rather fun for you to have a holiday on your own too. But now that you can't go to Polzeath, I don't really quite know where to send you. What about Quintin's? Suddenly said Daddy. Quintin was his brother, the children's uncle. They had only seen him once and had been rather frightened of him. He was a very tall, frowning man, a clever scientist who spent all his time studying. He lived by...